flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, Mike, I don't know all of the details, but I was just talking with Turtle, our executive producer, about this. And the Baltimore Ravens kicker, okay, Justin Tucker,
right,
has come out and put out a statement. Now, again, we're just going to go through this a little bit as we find out more information. But the gist is that apparently, believe it or not, there are women who have come out and said he was inappropriate, Mike, with them.
Oh, snap.
Well, he was receiving massages.
Wow, this massage thing has become a real growth industry for people that work with NFL players, I suppose.
So he has put out a statement, and I'm going to retweet this in here in a second and put him up. See, Dukes, follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. He says the allegations in the Baltimore Banner, which is where this came out, an article about me, is unequivocally false. Throughout my career as a professional athlete, and he goes on, and it's 5 paragraphs of him basically laying out this stuff didn't happen. Well, we've been here. Because when it happened with Deshaun Watson, if you remember, he did the same thing. And the evidence then came out, and then he started cutting checks. So I don't know, Mike, and we are not going to speculate, but what in the hey is going on if, in fact, this is true? You just saw a guy in the league have to deal with this. And, it just makes me wonder whether or not any of this is true, some of it. But at the end of the day, there are, 6 women? Is that right? 6 women now that have come out.
Jeez Louise. Now, again, 2 things. Is it a copycat off of Deshaun Watson, but 6 women got their story straight? Or is this a fetish thing that I've missed out on my whole life?
Come on.
No, you and I have talked about it. You know, I've had like 2 massages in my entire life. One the weekend we got married in Jamaica as part of the VIP. I don't like strangers' hands on me unless it's, especially if it's a dude. You know what I mean?
I love massages. I wish I got more of them.
Right.
But I just don't. But to your point, only usually when we're on vacation is when I do that.
No, the thing is, and this is where, again, I will tread lightly here for kids in the car, but you know, if it's a masseuse and she is attractive to you, you got to compartmentalize some of your thought process. In my case, start thinking about who played third base for the Mets in 1975. You know, I mean, or start computing slugging percentage. No, but that's where, okay, that's one thing. But to engage in this on the heels, to your point, of what Deshaun Watson just went through, didn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. Unless it was, again, earmuffs to the kids, a form of prostitution, and that they've got a different side of the story. And he thought it was something that it wasn't. I don't know.
This is in, and again, developing story.
Because he's a straight ace. I mean, again, as you like to say, you never know what goes on behind closed doors.
You know.
But he's a he's a dude that well loved in that community. For, you know, the piece on Real Sports performs opera.
Yeah.
You know, kind of considered like a well-rounded dude, the ultimate teammate, etc.
NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy has come out and says this about the Justin Tucker allegations. We became aware of these allegations from the report. From this story, and we take any allegations in the NFL seriously, and we will look into the matter.
All right, so we'll see where it goes. But I'm just saying, like that. Mm. When I talked to Turtle in the break, and I said, "You got to be kidding me," because I just saw the statement from Justin Tucker, and I was like, "This can't be real." Apparently, it is. We'll keep you updated accordingly. Meanwhile, guys, as we talk about what's going on around the NFL as we get ready for the Super Bowl, and again. Guys, you've been saying this. We are your home. We've been your home for the NFL all year long, and you're going to get a chance to hear the last game of the season right here. But, Mike, I want you to hear Bill Belichick, because we spent a lot of time about coaching and talking about coaching, and this gets back to why this player assessment and evaluation process that they're going through right now is so important. Here's Belichick talking about he doesn't care who the coach is. It's still about the player.
Players win games. You can't win games without good players. I don't care who the coach is. It's impossible. You can't win without good players. You know, I found out when I had Taylor and Banks and Harry Carson, Pepper Johnson, Jim Burt, Everson Walls, all those guys at the Giants. And same thing, you know, when we got good at Cleveland and then at New England. I mean, it's, you know, it's Brady, it's McGinnis, it's Vrabel, it's Brewski, it's Corey Dillon, it's Randy Moss, Troy Brown. Lawyer Malloy, Ty Law, Rodney Harrison, those are the guys that won the games. Man, I didn't make any tackles. I didn't make any kicks. That was Vinatieri that made that kick in 4 inches of snow. You got to have good players.
Period. And we've talked about the legendary coaches that have the legacy, like Belichick, like Walsh. You know, you had, you know, the elite quarterbacks. And then you do have to have the QB, unless you have that lights out defense. You're correct. Trent Dilfer.
That's
with
right.
Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and the Ravens, or you're Brad Johnson with with Tampa Bay and that amazing defense. That, again, Rich McKay, who's does something with the organization, who he built that team, and then John Gruden put him over the top. I mean, you go back like the year that he's talking about, that the year that the best chance the Bills had to ever win a Super Bowl was Super Bowl 25 in Tampa in the Sombrero against the that was the first year the Bills were in the Super Bowl. And that's when they were lights out better than the Giants on offense. That was Jeff Hostetler. Sims gets hurt halfway Hostetler through the season. In. Jeff Hostetler wins a Super Bowl. And Otis Anderson was the MVP. Everyone said he really should have gone to Thurman Thomas on the losing effort.
Yeah, he was great.
But you think about that. That was that lights-out defense that allowed Hostetler to win. I mean, some guys would say, with all due respect to Mark Rippon, not exactly the greatest gunslinger of all time, but that Redskins team was loaded on both sides of the ball,
the
football.
They were. And the reason why we say all that this is, whatever you think about Belichick, he's not lying. What he's telling you is, yeah, I get this moniker of being the greatest coach of all time and modern history and all of this stuff. Right. At the end of the day, look at the people that played for him.
Now, it's like Eli, you know, I've kind of morphed this into the old conversation about quarterbacks. You know, some guys still don't respect Eli for the Hall of Fame. That's some of the great defenses. The first part with Michael Strahan, the second part with a different cast of characters. But those were some amazing Giants. The only team that could really punch Tom Brady in the mouth in the big game.
I agree. All right. And what's it mean for us? We don't have enough dudes. That's what's what we've been saying. We need to upgrade in a variety of areas and get better players.
I mean, who do you think? Like, obviously, A.J. Terrell. We talked about Grady, although I still think Grady's a misfit in this defense. Caden Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Bates.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can throw at me, do you feel Ebikadi? Ebikadi is
well,
he's trending in the right direction. But we have you and I had a hard time finding more than five. We need like six more pieces and difference makers.
Yes. And ironically, on the offense, it's a completely different story. Bijan, stud. Drake, stud. Right? Lindstrom, pro bowler, right. All pro, perennial, every stud. Like, you start looking at this differently with the offense than we do on the defense.
You got a guy in Algier can start for every team in the NFL.
Yeah,
right now, save the ones who already have a Derrick Henry, but you get the idea.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.